Equal opportunities. The church has urged people with disabilities not to wait for opportunities to come to them but pursue opportunities and positions when they arise. The National Council of Churches of Kenya, NCCK, said that many of them are afraid of what others will think if they seek opportunities and positions in society. NCCK Chairman Pastor Jeffrey Wanyoike noted that despite being educated, many PWDs miss out on chances because they don't go after them. You must rise and position yourself to take up positions for which you are qualified, he said. Speaking at the Jumuiya Place in Limuru during the closure of a pre-conference for the PWDs, the chairman pointed out that their fear likely begins at home when parents and relatives hide them and advise them to come out and play a role in building the economy. Do not hide children or relatives who have disabilities and instead give them opportunities to identify and nurture their talents and gifts, he challenged parents, urging families with people able differently to love them as if they were God's gift. Wanyoike continued, "Let us always be inspired and guided by the provision of Article 54(1)(a) of the Constitution of Kenya, which states, a person with any disability is entitled to be treated with dignity and respect and to be addressed and referred to in a manner that is not demeaning." The NCCK and the PWD's pre-assembly took place under the theme, Redefining Disability, Recognizing and Appreciating Disabilities. Susan Wanja, a member of the PWD, emphasized the need for respect and non-demeaning treatment, noting that some families still haven't accepted their differently abled children and siblings. We have rescued many of them. We keep sensitizing society that we are human beings. We only need to be natured, loved and encouraged, she said, noting that many members have lost hope because they were treated badly. However, Wanyoike encouraged elected leaders, civil servants, and private sector workers with disabilities to visit and encourage fellow individuals who are abled differently. Currently, an assessment exercise is taking place in Kiambu, conducted jointly by the National Council for Persons with Disabilities and the Kiambu County Government, with the aim to register all people living with disabilities in the county.